Good morning. How's everyone doing? Oh, I'm sorry. I started a little bit too early. Now we're good. Well, Jesus tells us today that we are to pray and not lose heart. Why does Jesus tell us to pray? Why is prayer so important? Does anyone know? Talking with God. You know, all of you talk with your father, don't you? Don't you all of you talk with your father? You all talk with your dads, don't you? But we have a Heavenly Father, and guess what? Our Heavenly Father wants us to talk with Him also. And we talk with our Father in Heaven when we pray. What do we pray for? For the forgiveness of our sins. We pray for forgiveness. When your Father gives you a Christmas present on this coming Christmas, what are you going to do? You're going to receive it, and you're going to say, what?
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Thank you. So we pray to our Father in Heaven, and we give Him thanks for a gift that He has given us. What is the gift that our Father in Heaven has given all of us?
Sin.
What?
Sin.
He gave you what?
Sin.
He gave you forgiveness of sins. That's right. He gave you the forgiveness of sins. Even more than that, He's giving you the free gift of heaven. He's giving you the free gift of heaven through His Son, Jesus Christ. So therefore, we are to pray to our Father in Heaven. We are to let Him know how we feel. We are to ask Him for things. Ask Him in faith, knowing that He will give us all good things according to His will, not according to what we want, but according to what His will is. And we are to always give thanks to our Father in Heaven. And then Jesus says today that we are to not lose heart. We're not to lose heart. We're not to lose our heart. Wait a minute. My heart's right here. It's not going anywhere, is it? You all have a heart, don't you? Is that what Jesus means? No, He's not talking about the heart that's pumping in our chest. He's talking about our faith. We are not to lose faith. And here, my young friends, this is important for you. There at the font is where you were given faith. You all have faith in Jesus. I know you do. Because at CWS, I hear you say the Apostles' Creed. You can't do that without faith. I hear you say from memory now, the Lord's Prayer. You can't do that without faith. I hear you tell me that Jesus is your Lord. I hear you tell me that I have the forgiveness of sins in Jesus. That's faith. You believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. So therefore, we, even though in these hard times, and even though we will have many, many difficult times in life, we are not to lose our faith. And how do we not lose our faith? We pray. And what else do we do? We forgive the sins of other people, and we come where? We come to church. And in church, what do you hear? You hear all about Jesus. You hear about Jesus. And when we hear about Jesus, Scripture tells us, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the words of Jesus. There we go. Hearing the words of Christ, or hearing the words of Jesus. And that's what's happening to all of you today. Thanks be to Jesus that you haven't lost heart. Thanks be to Jesus that you pray to your Father in Heaven. And therefore, since we pray to our Father in Heaven, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for coming and saving me from my sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for strengthening me, for giving me faith. Help me not to lose heart. Help me not to lose my faith. Continue to bring me here, Lord Jesus, so that I will hear your word. Hear that you have died for me. Hear that you have rose for me. Hear that you have forgiven me of my sins. Lord Jesus, continue to be my Savior and continue to be my God. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said,